Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
But someone else who knows more and is going to tell us more about how best Standard Bank is really trying to make sure that as a key partner they're championing small business growth by providing the necessary tools is Lesiba Matladi, Senior Manager for Enterprise and Supply Development at Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking South Africa. Lesiba, such a pleasure to have you and welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Gugu, and good evening to you and to your listeners. And I'm not sure if I'm too late to say welcome back, Gugu.
Oh, never too late. Thank you, Lesiba. I must tell you, it's great to be back. A lot of amazing stories and experiences that I had covering the U.S. elections on the fellowship. But I'm also excited, Lesiba, because, one of the nuances I noticed about, the American environment is that they really are positioned for growth when it comes to entrepreneurship. But it's a developed economy, so things do work. There's systems in place that have been there for a while that do help with the growth and support. But in South Africa, this is where institutions like Standard Bank are also coming forward to say, hold on, we'll create solutions that meet and match our needs. So maybe let's just start there. How, from a Standard Bank point of view, you continue to offer solutions to entrepreneurs to help grow their businesses?
Absolutely. So let me start by saying that as Standard Bank, we realize that township businesses are important in driving economic growth and creating employment. And in a country like South Africa, as you say, it is very important for us to create solutions that would specifically address the challenges that are faced by township entrepreneurs. So we have tailored solutions, that we've designed that could help SMEs to start, manage, and grow their businesses. So we have an understanding that township businesses are unique in nature, and as such, the way in which they transact with their customers and their suppliers is also unique. So for most of these businesses, they do not use their banking account. They would receive cash payments from their customers, and they would also use that cash to pay their suppliers directly without depositing the funds into the bank account. But that then creates a problem where they say there is no access to credit. For us to create that access to credit, it is important, that SMEs also utilize their banking accounts, for us to have the track record that we need. Secondly, the second challenge that is faced by some of the township SMEs is lack of access to information. Mm-hmm. So we understand that there are many enterprise and supplier development programs that are offered by various corporates and the government alike. However, we still find that SMEs do not know how to access these programs and funding solutions. And that's why I'm excited about the upcoming GASI SME Summit in collaboration with Kaya FM, where we will be bringing closer that information about how to access our enterprise and supplier development program, as well as our other banking solutions that are aimed at helping SMEs to start, manage, and grow.
Yeah, definitely. And I think this is so important, right? Because what the GASI SME Summit does provide is an opportunity for leaders like yourself to touch base with entrepreneurs on the ground, to hear their thoughts, understand their feelings, their frustrations, and offer opportunities and solutions. But I understand that there must be plenty more initiatives that Standard Bank does provide as an institution to help support entrepreneurs, outside of just a single day interaction. Tell us more about these initiatives and what they entail.
Absolutely. I think from a transactional perspective, at Standard Bank, we understand that small businesses need to invest as much as possible back into their businesses. And often enough, they cannot afford the huge banking fees. And that is why we offer a simple and affordable banking account for small businesses called the MyMobiz account, which helps SMEs to manage their finances on the go and get access to dedicated team of business bankers at only 7 rand a month. We also offer affordable merchant devices such as our Simply Blue device that allows businesses to manage an online store and accept card payments from their customers. Then furthermore, Standard Bank offers the Enterprise and Supplier Development Value Proposition, which aims to support businesses that are 51% Black owned with access to finance such as grants and purchase order funding and also access to business development support services and access to markets. Lastly, we offer beyond banking offerings such as our BizConnect platform, which is a resource hub for SMEs that allows access to information, business templates, and ability to register businesses through CIPC. Lastly, we've got the crowdfunding platform, which is an alternative source of funding for SMEs, where SMEs can simply go in, register on the platform, pitch for crowdfunding support, and supporters can then contribute with confidence because we are a brand of over 160 years in existence. And as Standard Bank, we will match that amount that the SME is able to raise on the platform up to the value of 100,000 rand.
Oh, wow. Okay, that's actually quite encouraging to actually say, okay, you've managed to raise this by yourself, but actually Standard Bank will match it up to 100,000. This is also so important, right? Because it does speak to, you know, the establishment of understanding how to manage your business finances. Because so often, especially as, individual entrepreneurs I'm forgetting the accurate word here, but, businesses that are run by individuals and sole proprietors. There's the word.
Yeah.
Yes, they typically mix up their personal finances with that of the business bank account. And this is where, as you mentioned, the MyMo Biz account becomes critical. Help us understand again, how then, you know, does this not only speak to the success of the financial management of the business's finances, but also how it positions them better for their credit record, lending, and other aspects of financial support they could seek in future?
Having a bank account is critical as it provides more accurate and reliable record of transaction, which makes it easier for the business to track their finance and to manage their cash flow. And this is also especially helpful when the business needs to apply for credit from the bank. So when they come to Standard Bank, we will utilize that information from their banking statement and would say that the business would be able to qualify for a certain amount in terms of credit facility. It also helps in terms of reducing the risk of theft in the business. We all know that cash-based transactions are vulnerable to theft and fraud. And if you're in a township, you understand the nuances that township businesses face. Mm. And it's very important that they deposit their funds into a banking account.
Mm-hmm. I'm also keen, I guess, just to, you know, close off with many people are excited to join us on the 11th of December for the Gutsy SME Summit led by Standard Bank in partnership with Kaya 959. What can we expect, Lesiba? Because I'm sure as someone who takes care of enterprise and supply development, they're typical questions that or experiences that entrepreneurs also need to be prepared for when they walk into the room in terms of their preparedness in order to partner and work and receive the necessary support that they have. But in your words and your thoughts, what can we look forward to on the 11th of December? Look,
I think the 11th of December is going to bring a lot of value for township SMEs, information around what I've just spoken about on the enterprise and supply development perspective. We've got various speakers, experienced business people that have thrived from township that are going to speak to the entrepreneurs about how they can navigate some of the challenges that they face. We will be talking about how to navigate the digital world in order to help your businesses to grow. And they are fantastic, offers. I know that there is a pitching competition that is going to take place. So have a look at our website and the Kaya FM's site in terms of information around the pitching competition, where businesses can stand a chance to win some funding towards their business to help them start, manage, and grow.
100%. Looking forward to seeing you too again, Lesiba, and helping many more entrepreneurs shape their dreams, build their successful businesses, and also partner and collaborate with other peers in the room. So thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much, Gugu, and good evening to you and your listeners.
Thank you. That's Lesiba Magladi, Senior Manager for Enterprise and Supply Development at Standard Bank, Business and Commercial Banking, South Africa. Join us. The date is the 11th of December. So if you want us to be together, to interact, to meet, to engage, and most importantly, for you as an entrepreneur to be empowered and gain the necessary support you need, be there. All you need to do, go onto our website, kaya959.co.za. Make sure that you click on the Gutsy SME Summit in partnership with Standard Bank and Kaya 959, and make sure that you get your tickets for only 150 Rand. Only. just only 150 Rand. And we will be there with you to engage, answer your questions, broadcast live, and also have you meet members of the Standard Bank team who can help you achieve your goals, and us here too on Kaya Biz.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.